with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Israel launching a drone attack on a major Iranian airbase early Friday, days after Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on Israel. On the Salem News program This Week on the Hill, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says there's strong Republican support for Israel's right of self-defense.
Whatever they respond is up to Israel. We need to have their back. They're always faced by people that want to eviscerate them from the planet, and they need to be tough, and they are. And look, I applaud them. We stand with them. That's the most important thing.
The full interview with House Majority Leader Scalise will be heard on This Week on the Hill, this weekend on many of these same stations. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says Europe's destiny depends on the outcome of the Russia-Ukraine war.
The future of Europe is being decided in Ukraine. The future of Middle East is being decided in Israel. And the future of the world order is being decided in both these places.
The Pentagon could get weapons to Ukraine within days if Congress passes the long-delayed aid bill. That's because it has a network of storage sites in the U.S. and Europe that already hold the ammunition and air defense components that Kyiv desperately needs. In New York, a full jury of 12 people and six alternates have now been seated in the Trump criminal trial, which could start on Monday. Meanwhile, emergency crews have rushed away a person on a stretcher after a fire was extinguished outside the New York courthouse. No other details were immediately available from police. On Wall Street, the NASDAQ is down 331 points, the S&P 50 points in the red. This is SRN News. A former ambassador to Israel weighs in on the two-state solution.
David Friedman says it won't work. The man who represented the U.S. in Jerusalem during the Trump administration told a recent Heritage Foundation event that the Hamas attacks of last October proved that Israel cannot negotiate peace with the Palestinians. Polls indicate that most Palestinians support the attack, and Friedman says, quote, there is no pathway to statehood for people who feel that way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In England, a Muslim student who wanted to pray during lunchtime has lost a court fight against a strict London school that has banned prayer on campus. A high court judge says the female student had accepted that she would be subject to religious restrictions when she enrolled. The high-performing secular school in the Wembley area imposes a rigid set of rules and discipline on its diverse body of students, half of whom are Muslim. This is SRN News. Nevada's Supreme Court handed setbacks to gun rights defenders and pro-life activists in two new rulings.
The justices upheld the state's ban on ghost guns, overturning a lower court's ruling that sided with a gun manufacturer's argument. The 2021 law regulating firearm parts with no serial numbers was unconstitutionally vague, saying the law's language passes legal muster. Abortion rights advocates, meanwhile, cheered the other ruling in a fight over a voter petition on reproductive health care, but they've since replaced it with another petition they're confident will qualify for the November ballot, focused specifically on abortion rights. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A bill in California wants to make more rental housing available to tenants with pets. Assembly Bill 2216 would ban blanket no-pets policies and prohibit landlords from charging extra for security deposit or rent for pets. More details at SRNNews.com.